And I'm Mike Pesca in Lexington, Kentucky, where Marquette, Louisville, Butler, and Colorado State all advanced. That was the big story for sure. But there was something else that had all the players talking. Other than the memories of a lifetime and the chance to keep living their dreams and all that, there was, as Jameel Wilson pointed out to his Marquette teammate Vander Blue, this amazing room they just walked by in the hallway.
And it was like nuts. And me and Van are like, yo, we gotta see the locker room.
So here were two players that had just combined for 13 points in their game's final minute 33, and they were peering through a glass door that offers passersby a glimpse into the $3.1 million Kentucky Wildcat locker room. Sorry, suite. Funded with private donations, the facility features the actual floor from last year's championship game. It has its own kitchen and granite-tiled bathrooms, complete with tubs inlaid with the UK logo. It is a separate mini locker room for assistant coaches. It has all the players in the Lexington Regionals' mouths agape. Some of the coaches, too, like Butler's Brad Stevens.
I've been in the best NBA arenas in the world, and I've never seen a room like that.
I heard it's ridiculous with the 8,000 square feet and two hot tubs and a kitchen and stuff. That's unbelievable. It's like an apartment.
Butler forward Kyle Marshall is wrong. There's one hot tub and one cold tub. And as Kentucky's coach John Calipari explained in a video tour, no detail was spared.
Players have changed. They don't like showering together. Don't know why. So we have individual showers.
With shower heads 7 feet high. That is a contrast to Colorado State's home locker room, says Rams guard Wes Eichmeyer.
We got stains on our carpet. We got sliding name tags, kind of, and not very spacious, but it's helped us get this far.
Yes, it helped us, as in made us tough, put a chip on our shoulders. And then Eichmeyer hit the lower-to-the-ground group shower, because unlike the Kentucky Wildcats, his team is still working up a sweat these days. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Lexington.